Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I have two guests in our Missoula studios today. Joy French is here. She's the artistic director and founder of Bear Bay Dance Company based in Missoula. We also have Rachel Oliver here, dancer and choreographer, a Missoula native, who's here as part of a guest residency for Bear Bay Dance Company's season kickoff, which will be continuing this week in Missoula. Maybe we'll come back to that. And Joy, I'll just ask you a little bit about the company for those that don't know. But also, you've taken on more this year. You've got 5 events happening as part of what seems to be a pretty big season.
It is. It's our biggest yet. And thanks for having me on to talk about it. Bear Bay Dance is one of 2 professional contemporary modern dance companies in the state. Very happy to hold one of those spots. For this season, this is our 4th season, and we actually have 5 events. So last year we had 3, which, you know, adding 2 more sounds like a lot. But we're going to have 4 live productions, as well as Kinetoscope, our film festival again. So we have this first show, Settle, that Rachel's here to set on the group. And then we have another guest residency by another Missoula dancer, Anya Cloud, and her dance partner. She's living down in San Diego. And then we have Kinetoscope, the film festival, a new work of mine in February. And then we end the season next May 2015 with Springboard, which is our choreographic showcase for the company and other local choreographers. So we just have jam-packed season of guests and locals and different dance performances, as well as film, which is just a really more complex season than we've had in the past.
Well, I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk in the future about the film festival again.
Great.
That was a very interesting thing to come to Western Montana. All of the shows have a short run, right? You do a couple of weekends typically, and the venue varies, right?
Yes. For this season, we're in part being sponsored by the University of Montana's School of Theater and Dance, which we're really excited about. So we have 2 shows that are on campus. This first show, Settle, as well as our final show in May. And then our other 2 live productions, we're going back to Stage 112 in the Elks. And it's a really funky venue, and it has a little bit more gritty feel, which is really nice for some shows. It's nice to have the pristine stage space downstairs here in the Parteeviewe building sometimes. And then it's nice to have a kind of a grittier downtown feel for other shows. And then we'll have Kinetoscope at the Roxy. So yeah, we have 3 venues for this season.
Well, and with the open space, which is in the basement of this building, it's the Performing Arts Radio Television building on the University of Montana Missoula campus, you have the opportunity for a really intimate location and an intimate space, but lots of opportunity for lighting, sound, the kind
right.
of things that you might want to
much
use
more
in
here than we have in other venues around town.
Rachel, let's talk a little bit about this show. This is a piece that you've choreographed. You, I understand, are just leaving Boulder, Colorado, and headed eventually to New York. Missoula native. It must be fun to come back and bring something here for the Missoula and Montana audience.
It's such a treat to be back. I've been counting down the years until I can move back to Missoula. I'm head over heels in love with Missoula, and I've lived a lot of places before. So to be able to show my work, but also to work with Bear Bait and all these beautiful dancers who are so competent and professional and impressive, to be able to collaborate with them is a big treat.
Well, talk about this work that you've choreographed, Settle.
This piece was actually for my MFA concert for my thesis and has been in the works for a long time. It was set on 12 dancers in Boulder, Colorado, all of different ages and generations. So I had a woman that was recently retired as professor at CU Boulder, another woman who had graduated from our MFA program 10 years ago, as well as undergrads and grad students. And we performed it twice. We performed it in Boulder and then also in Denver. And it encompasses film, projection behind, as well as speaking over the sound score, as well as in person on stage.
Joy, this is something that I know it seems like in your company you're really interested in doing. Mixed media, multimedia, multi-platform, incorporating dance and theater. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about how this piece comes together and how that kind of fits what you want to do?
Yeah. When I first was talking with Rachel about this, I got really excited about that element. We kind of, multimedia, interdisciplinary work, it's kind of the lingo around it. And Rachel does a lot of what I am interested in, too, is creating video as backdrop, but then also it adds another layer of information. So it's not just like a road, and so then we're on the road. It's also like, well, there's also the dancers that are part of the video, and is the video up close or is it way in the back, and the layers of texture that adds. And for this show specifically, Rachel has designed it so that there's actually clotheslines that go across the space, and so sheets get hung for projection then to hit, so it just creates more depth in the space. Also for this show, there's speaking as well as plates. So our main props on stage are these plates, which symbolize various things depending on the scene. So we have the sound of the plates, we have the video, we have an original music score, and this is really hot right now in the dance field, I would say. That kind of collaboration is letting choreographers step out of their box. So it's not just about the body as a visual, it's also about other things. I don't know if Rachel wants to talk about more about this show particularly.
It's definitely using the different film as close-ups too, of making these plates huge so that the dancers are small in comparison. And so what does that mean if they're hanging over us, you know? And then there's outside visuals as well to give us a place that feels Western and rural.
Does the piece have a linear story in the way of a kind of a theatrical story, so to speak?
Not linear at all, but there is a narrative. There's a narrative within different characters of what is their evolution that happens throughout the piece. I have a specific character that has kind of a realization at the end that I maybe don't want to be in this community or in these expectations anymore, whereas Joy's character is actually kind of the opposite. She gets hooked in and is almost addicted to these value systems that we've been placed into.
What's it like bringing something that you've obviously put an incredible amount of your personal life into and in your work and studies to a new town and to bring it to a place where you grew up?
It's pretty funny. It's very autobiographical, this piece, and it came at a time in my life where I was heartbroken. And so now I'm so far from that place. It's interesting to keep working on this where I don't feel as emotionally connected anymore. But it's also been very collaborative from the beginning, where we all talked through it and figured out what these things mean. And we've been able to do that again. We were just doing that a couple days ago in rehearsal, where we are figuring, what does this mean? Why am I doing this? Why am I touching this person in this way? And so it's great to have everybody dive in that way.
We're talking about the Bear Bait Dance Company's continuing run of the production of Settle. It'll be this weekend, September 5th and 6th, 7:30 each night, and also a 2 o'clock matinee on September 6th. Joy, if people want tickets at the door in advance, is an option as well online?
Both. Or? You go to bearbaitdance.org. That's our website. And right at the front page, there's a ticket button. You're also welcome to call 406-214-0097. And then, yes, we'll have tickets at the door as well.
Wonderful. We'll have a great rest of the run.
Thank you.
For
Thank you.
Settle. We've been talking today about the Bear Bait Dance Company's production that will continue this weekend. Again, it's the 5th and 6th, 7:30 each night, also a matinee on September 6th. I've been talking with the artistic director and founder of Bear Bait Dance Company, Joy French, and Rachel Oliver, a dancer and choreographer whose piece will be performed. Thanks to both of you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.